This is the only Mass of the year where we use this much incense, but this gospel is filled with processions. It's filled with people going on journeys and making pilgrimages. And I thought about this all week when I was praying about what I was going to say on Christmas and what God was speaking to me about this. I was thinking about something that Jesus said. He was talking with some of the followers of John the Baptist. And he said, "So tell me, what was it that you all went out to the desert to see?" You know, in order to go to see John the Baptist, they had to make a long journey down from Jerusalem. And it was very hot. And in the winter, it was very cold down by the Dead Sea. They had to go through much hardship. And he said, "So what did you go there for? Did you go to find a king in a palace? You could have stayed in Jerusalem for that. Did you go out to see a reed bending in the wind?" He said, no. You came to see a prophet." And this is what we find in the gospel today. The angels are processing from heaven and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." The shepherds are moving toward the nativity scene. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph themselves are processing under orders of the government down to Bethlehem, where they have their child. They were hoping, perhaps, for some place a little more convenient. So there's all this movement. And we ourselves are on a spiritual journey. We've had 4 weeks of Advent, and here we are at Christmas. A lot of you were very busy the last 4 weeks. The church wants us to be in prayer and peace and quiet. And I'll tell you, this is the most unpeaceful, at least quiet, 4 weeks of my life, you know, as a priest. I don't know about you, but I was very busy. And people tend to pass away at this time of year, so we've had a full complement of, you name it, it's happened here. And then you've got the other side of it, which is some people are really hurting at this time of year. We miss people that we love. And, you know, some very recently. And this is another kind of a procession. You know, those whom we loved have processed out of our lives. And so that's part of Christmas as well. I see the tree kind of points directly upward to heaven. And all of us have this sense that there's something more than just the commercial aspect of Christmas, even those who don't really know what they're looking for. You know, so we're all kind of processing to Bethlehem tonight, looking for some meaning for our lives. And I've led a number of pilgrimages over the years. You know, most of you know I used to work for an airline, so every so often I get the travel bug. But I like to visit the religious shrines, you know. And in fact, I'm going to Lourdes in Spain. This is a shameless plug in case anybody wants to go. But anyway, what I always say to the pilgrims is, what are you going out to see? All of us want to have a good time. We want to eat well. We hope to have a good flight. We want to see the tourist things. But we're also there to find God. Now, there's always a number of people that come along that are mostly there to take pictures and have a good time. And that's fine. I'm not judging them. But if that's all they want, they're going to come home and they're going to put their pictures in an album. These days, most of us don't even do that, don't we? We put them on the computer, and nobody wants to see them, not even your spouse, probably, if they didn't go. And pretty soon, you don't want to see them either. And we're looking for something more, because it's not enough. And the same is true with life itself. You know, what have we come here to see? What is Christmas all about? We do know in a way, and yet we don't. I think that life for all of us is a kind of a search for meaning. You know, the world itself does not give up its secrets that easily. When we're young, you know, the last Mass we did here is the fullest and busiest and most energetic Mass of the whole year. You know, the family Mass. All the kids are here. For them, Christmas, they can't wait to find out what they're getting from Santa or from relatives and this sort of thing. We've all been there, haven't we? But as we get older, most of us realize that there's more happiness in finding the right present for someone else and making them happy. You know, and this is part of growing up. And as we go through life, we find You know, we're searching for meaning, I think, but we are often looking in the wrong places, and we can't help it. The world is, this is what we see and what we know, and the world gives us what it can. It just isn't enough. And all of us know this in our hearts. That's why no matter how cool of a gift you get this Christmas, you're going to want something else pretty soon. I used to have a desire to get a convertible. I every so often I get this urge, even though I live in this state where I can't think of anything less practical than a convertible living in Oregon. I used to live in L.A., okay? So whenever I go to L.A., what I used to do is rent a convertible for a week. I know that doesn't sound very priestly, but I'll tell you, it got it out of my system. Because after 1 week, the effect was already wearing off, and I'll tell you, you get stuck with a car payment for 5 years. So I get it out of my system. Some of the smartest things I've ever done in my life. And you get a free tan while you're driving around on the freeway. You know, how can you lose? So the same is going to be true for the stuff that you're going to get tonight or tomorrow or that you've already opened. And we all know this. I kind of enjoy looking at archaeology things and stuff. And part of it, I got the bug kind of when I went to Israel. There's so many interesting, each layer is a different civilization, you know, and the tour I was on, there was an archaeologist that led the tour, you know. And I think that when you look at Roman ruins, you see all these pagan temples, the foundations of them mostly. And you realize these people, you know, they had a religious sense, even though it wasn't like ours. I think when they go through the ruins of Kaiser 2,000 years from now, the level of ground will be up to here. I don't know how this happens, but they'll have to dig for our civilization, and they'll find all these shopping centers. They'll say, this is where these people worshipped. Element of truth, don't you think? You don't believe me? Day after Thanksgiving, day after Christmas, you know. We look for meaning at Target, Walmart, Nordstrom. I don't want to leave anybody out, but the 99-cent store. But it's not there. It's not there. And so we're on a pilgrimage, and so there's a saying that I like to think about sometimes. Be careful what you wish for, because you just may get it. If what we want out of Christmas is only the family get-together, the party, the presents, and the football games afterward, and the tree goes in the trash a couple days later. In fact, we've got the tree pickup little cards right out here already, in case you want to do that. And that's all you're going to get. If that's all you want, that's what you're going to get. But that's not what Christmas is really all about. And we all know that. What is Christmas about? I love Christmas because even those who aren't religious understand that Christmas is about the people that we love. We all want to be with somebody we love. Look at what happened in London. That airport there, you know, they've gotten cheaper. They gave away all their de-icing equipment, and then they got caught, didn't they? That's what made people mad, is that they just didn't have the equipment to clean that. Kind of like we had the snow 2 years ago, and Kaiser didn't have the right equipment to clean all the streets, is what it amounted to. But the people want to get home. They're willing to suffer because they want to be with people they love. This is one of the great secrets of Christmas, is that what matters to us is our family. And we have another family, and it's the family of God. And if we don't know that we belong in it, we know there's something missing. Something's missing from my life. What is it? When my mother died, she had a brain tumor, and she lost her ability to speak for a long time. This happened to be where the tumor was. And then for some reason, I had her at home, you know. And so one of the benefits of that is that I was able to be around for when she came awake. And after a few months, she started talking again. And I came in one day and I said, Mom, how you doing? She hadn't talked for 3 months. And she said, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine, just a little tired. And I almost died myself, right on the spot. But you know what she said after that? She said to me, first she told me what I'd been saying to her for the last couple of months, and I didn't realize she'd been listening. And then she said, I want you always to remember that there was somebody in your life that really loved you. That's the best gift I've ever received. And if This is what we're all looking for. And we want to have loved someone else like that. And Christ is somebody that loves us like that. But we need to choose him freely. He's not going to force his love on you. He's under everybody's tree like this. And he's easy to reject, easy to overlook. We get all caught up in all the things that we have to do. But we are loved by somebody. That's why we're here. We're looking for meaning in our lives. And so we're all on this journey, like the pilgrimages that I was describing, like the people in the gospel who went to great lengths to see Jesus, the wise men who are here under the poinsettias, they're working their way over to the crates, you know. They are on a journey. We too are on a journey looking for meaning. And we find our meaning in precisely if we have been loved by somebody. And if we in turn have learned to truly love someone else. That means self-sacrifice. And who is it that really loves us? It's Jesus. So I think Christmas, for me, the season of Christmas really begins now for me personally, because I don't have time to do the things in Advent that I would like to do. If you're in that same situation, perhaps this is a day to ask yourself, how is my relationship with God? Is there something that needs to be corrected? Do I pray every day? Do I belong to a community of faith? Perhaps it is this one. If you're a visitor, what church do you belong to? Do you belong to a community of faith? Is God calling me to something deeper? Am I on a search for meaning? Where am I giving love to others in my life? These are the things we ask ourselves at Christmas, because Christ came precisely to teach us this. This is the whole point of life. This is why we come here at Christmas, because we are looking for that which the world cannot possibly give. It pretends to give us happiness, but it cannot give us eternal life. All it can give us is a lot of suffering and a certain amount of anesthesia. You know what I mean? And in between there, we know there's something missing. So we ask our Lord to journey with us as we go. Today we go to Bethlehem. We go out from Bethlehem tomorrow. But our journey continues. We are not home. We're searching for home. And home is where Jesus is. Home is where somebody loves us or once loved us. Home is where somebody still loves us.